Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council votes 4-3 in first reading to repeal malicious harms ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Gillette City Council took a major step Tuesday night towards repealing the city's malicious harms ordinance, often referred to as the hate crimes ordinance. The ordinance, first adopted in June 2023, allows for enhanced penalties when crimes are committed with the intent to harm or intimidate someone based on their race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, ethnicity, national origin, ancestry, disability, or age of the victim. According to Gillette City Code, the ordinance is a misdemeanor offense with a maximum penalty of $750 and or up to 6 months in jail. Following emotional testimony from almost two dozen residents, the council voted 4-3 in favor of the repeal. Council members Heidi Gross, Nathan McLeland, and Jim West opposed the move. Councilman Jack Clary introduced the repeal at a previous council meeting, saying the ordinance was unnecessary. A full house crowded the council chambers with residents sharing emotional and at times heated opinions on both sides of the issue. Supporters of the ordinance, like longtime resident Joanne Tweedy, said it protects everyone equally and doesn't create special rights.
This ordinance tells the world that Gillette stands for fairness and decency, and that we judge people by their actions and not by their appearance or beliefs. In Wyoming, we cherish freedom. We value personal responsibility. We don't believe in government should tell us what to think, how to worship, what our opinion should hold. But we do believe that a line must be drawn clear between thought and harmful action.
Two residents shared emotional accounts of harassment and violence experienced by their families, emphasizing that protections are still needed for vulnerable groups in Gillette. Opponents of the ordinance argued it's redundant and divisive, saying existing laws already cover the crimes in question, with Dean Vomhoff of the Cemetery Board saying it unfairly protects some residents over others.
I don't know how you can avoid problems when you say a group that has sexual issues should go to the front of the line. Being lesbian or gay is your own choice, but why should you be treated better because of your sexual preference? Let's treat everyone with respect.
Council members Gross and McLeland countered that repealing the ordinance could harm Gillette's reputation and make it less welcoming to new residents and businesses. Gross said, "I've heard no compelling reason to repeal this." Councilman Jim West spoke at length about his concern that divisive rhetoric and the repeated use of words like hate have deepened divisions within the community.
"I feel right now morale is low in Gillette. Between the stuff with the library, the stuff with politics, I've never seen politics divide people so much as they are now. You know, we have all these words running around on social media, pedophilia, groomers, fascists, Nazis, libtards, communists, hate, 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 hate. Words like these are like a cancer."
Mayor Lundvall, who opposed the ordinance from the beginning, reiterated his belief that repealing it is the right step, but stressed he remains a mayor for all residents.
"You are welcome here, and the message, if you're watching, if you're a business, if you're whoever you are welcome here in Gillette, Wyoming."
The repeal passed on first reading and will return for the second and third readings on November 18th and December 2nd, when residents will again have a chance to share their views. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.